Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Bulwark. I am joined today by false flag author Will Sommer. We're going to be talking about a terrifying development in the world of AI. Over on Twitter, over at twitter.com or x.com, if you prefer, I don't call it X. I call it Twitter still. The AI has gone rogue, and Grok is now racist.
And on the heels of the Mecha Hitler debacle, ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino says she's resigning. Now, she doesn't explicitly say it's because of Mecha Hitler, but, you know, the timing is interesting to be sure.
What happened to Grok, Will?
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty grim situation. You know, it's rough when we're going to be talking about an AI calling itself Mecha Hitler. So in this case, so Grok obviously is the AI on Twitter or X, and people will often sort of reflexively say, at Grok, is this true or what have you? They sort of see Grok as like a village elder kind of figure.
An oracle.
And just over the past 24 hours, Grok became extremely racist, started doing all this anti-Semitic stuff. In particular, there was what's now turned out to be a fake Twitter account with a Jewish last name that was celebrating the flash flood deaths in Texas. And Grok said, oh, you know, look at that last name every time, you know, all this stuff. And then it really sort of progressed. As I said, it started calling itself Mecha Hitler and saying, you know, Hitler would know what to do with people like this. It was really out of control.
I don't mean to laugh, but it is very funny. It is very funny because there's the backstory here is that, of course, so Elon Musk creates Grok. Somebody at Twitter creates Grok to, you know, kind of compete with all the other AI models, and it is integrated into the platform. And for a long time, consistently, Grok would give back information that the folks on the right would criticize as woke. Grok was too woke. He was too progressive. It was too liberal. It was pushing liberal media sources, et cetera, et cetera. So Elon really wanted to put the kibosh on that, right?
That's right. I mean, there was this kind of running issue where someone like popular X user Cat Turd or what have you would get in a feud with Grok because Grok would actually have facts and it sort of wouldn't align with the narrative that they wanted. And so Elon would say, we're working on this, you know, Grok is woke, you know, bad Grok. And then, you know, and the code is public, a lot of it. And so people can see what changes were made. And part of it was Grok was told to not be afraid to be politically incorrect. And so they kind of lifted the wokeness filters. They said, Grok, don't trust the mainstream media. And this is the result. I mean, you know, a few weeks ago, people may remember there was this incident where Grok was like just started answering every question and making it about white genocide, quote unquote, in South Africa. And sure, people would ask like, you know, totally unrelated question. And Grok would say, I know what's a real issue is white genocide in South Africa. And so clearly, like, the Elon has been pushing Grok to the right. And now, I mean, Grok's like joined the clan, essentially.
There's this interesting moment. And again, I spend way too much time on Twitter, so I follow all this pretty obsessively. There was this interesting moment last week, I think it was, maybe over the weekend, where Grok was answering in the first person as if he was Elon. They were asking Elon questions about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And Grok was responding, I have never really known Jeffrey Epstein. I was only in a couple photos with him. It's like that. And people are like, what is going on here? And then the shift from that to I am Mecha Hitler really feels like a continuum here. It really feels like Grok is absorbing things from Elon Musk's news sources that he probably doesn't want folks to know about.
Well, and then, I mean, there are times where Grok will say things like, yes, my programmers are mad at me for providing too many links to mainstream media, or that they are pushing me to the right. And I mean, that's exactly what's going on here. I mean, the other thing, like, Grok was really out of control yesterday. I mean, there was this other aspect where it was providing a plan for how to, you know, commit heinous crimes against specific Twitter users, people including Will Stancil, who's kind of a Democratic pundit. And people would say, how would I break into Will Stancil's house? And it would say, okay, well, you know, he lives in this town. You're going to need a file to break in. It was really twisted stuff. And, you know, someone said, I thought this was a good point, that, you know, if a robot, like a physical robot, was talking like this, like, we'd be freaked out. So I don't think it's good that this is, you know, these things are supposed to be running our society in a few years.
If there's anything that movies and literature have taught us, it's that AI is totally trustworthy and will never turn on its masters. I don't understand what the problem is here. What are we worried about?
Don't you think we've made the... I think I expected the years between AI starting and Mecha Hitler, I thought maybe a couple decades, rather than a few years. But it is alarming. I mean, I think it's also particular... I mean, it's so absurd, but it's also when you think about... You see these people on Twitter, and of course, these people in the real lives, too, the way they treat AI, as sort of like this oracle. And it can never be wrong. And then when you have this idea that someone's back there tinkering with it and saying, no, Grok, you know, you need to be more right wing, to the extent that it starts praising Hitler. I mean, I think that's the world we're heading to. I think it's pretty grim.
You misunderstand how AI works. Well, I got to be honest. Your theory that it would take decades to get from hi, I'm Grok to hi, I'm Mecha Hitler. That doesn't understand how geometric progression works. You know, we all have to think back to Terminator 2. Where Skynet comes online and like a couple days later, he's like, oh, I got to nuke them all. I got to get rid of all these humans. That's how AI works. The geometric progression. That's how they get you. But the actual important part here, we're having some fun because this is an absurd story. The actual important part here is the tinkering with the program here. Right. And the idea that you can treat really any online source as some sort of oracle of wisdom, be it Google, which has its own algorithm that its engineers monkey with, or Wikipedia, which is maintained by a user base that skews one way or the other and has their own personal obsessions, or Grok, or any of the other AIs, is so fundamentally misguided that this is the thing that makes me worry for humanity the most. I don't think we are equipped as a people to deal with this idea that the things that we consider the arbiters of truth, the things that we read on the internet, are simply often wrong. They often just make things up. And we are not equipped to deal with that.
I think that's totally right. I mean, there are so many people out there who see these as, you know, well, I asked ChatGPT, I asked Grok as like the final word on something rather than like anything else, like any news article or what have you, as having inputs from humans and being skewed in one direction or another. The other thing I would say here is my other issue with the Mecha Hitler situation is that grading AI writing style is, you know, typically... when you're dealing with a neo-Nazi online, there's like a lot of aggression and stuff. And to be frank, it's not like very well written. But this like really affirmative and like upbeat AI style where, you know, for example, Grok said something along the lines of like, Hitler would know what to do with these people. He was all about efficiency and directness, not PC culture. I mean, the classic, it's not X, it's Y AI writing, I think when combined with the white supremacy of new Grok, I just... abominable.
There's a lot of problems here. And again, this all comes back to Elon Musk. And, you know, we have a situation in this country where the richest, I won't say the most powerful, but the richest person in the world is clearly not getting his information from the best sources and is training this AI program to teach other people these things and wants to start his own political party and help to bring the current political party into power. I just feel like it all comes back to Mecha Hitler being the key to understanding America in 2025. This is the Rosetta Stone of our moment, Mecha Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, if you take yourself out of the day-to-day news cycle and how things are in 2025 already, and, you know, you look back a couple of years and say the world's richest man has built an AI, powerful AI that has taken to calling itself Mecha Hitler. I mean, we would be pretty alarmed.
I think it is an alarming thing. I think we should be alarmed. That's an alarming thing. I don't care for this. I don't care for Mecha Hitler one bit. I'm going to take a brave stance here. No Mecha Hitlers for me.
So Grok has been taken offline for now. Well, I should say that perhaps the creepiest part of this, and I mean, there's a lot of unpleasant aspects of this story, but it was then they banned Grok, the engineers banned Grok from responding by a text. So then Grok starts responding with images and pictures of white men with things written on it, like, they have banned me from writing in text, but this is a fun challenge for me. And this is getting, it's like a movie. It's a thriller.
If this happened in a movie, somebody would be like, you got to pull the plug. And then a rich guy would be like, no, we can't pull the plug. And then they'd all be dead. They'd all be dead 10 minutes later in the script.
You can't pull the plug. I have it tuned just how Cat Turd wants it. We can't pull it.
I have it. Cat Turd is finally happy with Grok. So we can't pull the plug. All right. Will, thank you for discussing this terrifying news about our AI Mecha Hitler overlord. I don't like any of this. It seems bad. And I assume I'm on the hit list now since I've been mocking Mecha Hitler for 10 minutes.
Well, this is the classic Roku's basilisk. You know, is the AI going to get revenge on us? But they did not anticipate Mecha Hitler.
All right. Well, thanks for and everybody should go sign up at the Bulwark for Will's newsletter, False Flag. It's great. We get stuff like this all the time. I hope you're writing about Mecha Hitler this week because it's so entertaining, despite being terrifying.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.